Welcome back to Faith and Family. I'm Andy Bates. It is Rally Week here on Worldwide KFUO. A fun week learning about being a day sponsor, partnering with Worldwide KFUO to help tell that good news of Jesus around the world. And we have a wonderful family story to share with you during Rally Week. And helping me today, our Executive Director, Gary Duncan, here in studio. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning, Andy. How are you today?
I am doing very well. I'm excited to introduce our guests, who a lovely family who's made KFUO a part of their lives and their family. The Veland family have Jim and Marjorie Veland. Jim, good morning.
Good morning.
Marjorie, glad to have you here. Good morning.
Thank you.
I can't wait to learn more about how KFUO became a part of your life. But before that, tell me a little bit about the Veland family. Where did the Veland family, where did this family begin?
Well, my great-great-great-grandfather came over from Germany in 1854 and settled in the corner of Jefferson County near Franklin County. And probably of all my relatives, 80 to 90% of them live within 30 miles or 40 miles of where we are right now. So we didn't travel very far once mm-hmm. we had that initial trip.
Once you got here, you stayed.
We stayed and found a good place. And Marjorie and I, our day sponsorship is in celebration of our wedding anniversary, and we married 30 years ago. And I finally took my mother's advice. She said, "Go to church and meet a nice girl," and that's what happened. And so we have a blended family. We have four sons. And the oldest is 41, and the youngest is 37. So we have a nice family, three daughters-in-law, and three grandchildren. So we have been blessed.
You know, I want to take this moment while I'm here in the studio with you to thank you very much for being partners with KFUO. When did you first hear about KFUO?
It's been many years ago, and actually it was back when KFUO had the FM station mm-hmm. as well as the AM
Classic
station.
99.
Yeah, so many the morning we got up and listened to the classical music before we went off to work. But since we've retired, I have to say we've enjoyed the AM station and all the good news you bring to us.
Now, you mentioned that before it used to be a part of your morning, you would listen to classical music on KFUO FM as part of your morning. And now introduced to KFUO AM, Worldwide KFUO. How is it a part of your day now? Before it was a part of your morning, how is it a part of your day today?
It starts with breakfast. Mm-hmm. We usually have KFUO on the internet before we even start our day, practically, and we have breakfast usually before you come on the air, broadcast wise, and it's usually on for most of the day, especially as we're in the main part of the house. So we go right through morning prayer, the rest of the morning shows, and then into the afternoon. So we have a whole bunch of favorites mm-hmm. that we listen to, but generally it's on.
Now, you mentioned you listen via the internet. What do you mean by that? Are you listening on a computer or on a device? How do you have it playing in your home?
We have an internet radio uh-huh. that we listen to.
Was it pretty, once you got it set up, it's relatively easy now? Yes, no?
we've had our problems with it, but okay. but for whatever reason, and we have done nothing, the signal has been much more reliable the last 60 days than it was the previous 6 months. And we didn't do a thing differently. I am not sure what the issue is, whether it's our cable provider, our Wi-Fi signal in the house or what, but the radio seems to be loving its current location.
Wonderful. I'm glad to hear that.
Now, Marge, Jim mentioned that your day sponsors of KFUO, I think you said your anniversary. Is that what you honor on your day sponsorship? Marge, why is it important to be a day sponsor? Why did you become a day sponsor? And also let our listeners know why it's important for them to become day sponsors.
Well, we see KFUO as having this wonderful outreach ministry and ability to tell the world about the love of Jesus. Sometimes I feel very inadequate telling someone I meet about the love of Jesus, but we see KFUO as a wonderful place for that ministry, and so that was important to us.
So you see it as an outreach of yourself to reach people with the gospel message. Maybe you're not comfortable sharing it with other people, but right. through KFUO you could do that, not just with the local people, but people around the globe. So that's a great reason to support a ministry like KFUO and to become partners, is to get that word out. That's the primary reason we're here. We get that word out every day, the word of Christ crucified for our sins to the entire world, even places where, you know, missionaries can't go because it's too right. dangerous. So that's really a nice reason to become a day sponsor. But you've moved beyond day sponsorship, from what I understand. You've also have become legacy partners with KFUO.
That's correct.
Why is that important?
Well, we have been doing some, I guess I would call them end of life things. I'm not sure when the end of life is, but we've been doing some planning, and we were invited to a KFUO luncheon and went a year ago. And that got us to thinking about how we might integrate planned giving into our financial planning. And so we've, in the past year, done some work on our wills and trusts and those sorts of things, had them updated. But at the same time, we've made plans in our estate to recognize and support several charities that we believe are important that could benefit from our help, and KFUO is certainly one of those, as well as our local congregation.
We appreciate that very much. Thanks again for that. To become a day sponsor, you could call Joni, and Joni, your number, Joni's in the room, by the way.
Go ahead.
314-996-1512.
And then also Mark's available this week for a phone call at 314-996-1520 is Mark's direct line, right?
Yes, that's correct. And I might also say something about the planned giving. Last year was the first time that KFUO actually started speaking with some of our partners about planned giving. And we found that they're very receptive to supporting the ministry in this way, because I think we all believe that as when we're gone, if there is money left, we don't want our money just to be spent in taxes, going, you know, in ways that is not benefiting someone. Of course, we want to leave some of it to our family and that, but the fact that we can continue, even when we're gone, to help people learn about Jesus Christ as their Savior, I think this is what you are also saying, that it's important that you know that when you have left this earth, your finances are still being used to share the good news of Jesus Christ. And we're finding more and more listeners interested in doing that. And certainly, if you want to be involved in planned giving, give us a call. We're happy to have someone come out and talk to you about it. I'm sure, Jim, you and Marge would say it's not something where anybody's pushing you into anything. They are simply saying to you, this is what is available. Now you make the decision how you would like to do that. Is that correct?
Exactly.
How was that meeting when you met with the planned giving person?
Well, we met with Kirk Miller, and he was really very helpful, very engaging, listened to what we had in mind, and was I think, very supportive of those kinds of goals. and really helped talk us through what could have been a very complicated kind of thing, but in a way that, that made an awful lot of sense, not only personally and from a tax strategy, but also, I think, in terms of extending the kingdom.
So having gone through that, you know, that meeting, sitting down, I'm sure seeing a lot of papers and notes and information probably seems overwhelming. You said it could have been very complicated. It wasn't that at all?
No. I mean,
there are lots of steps to it.
There are lots of steps, and it is a process. But the biggest part of the process, I think, is deciding what you really want to do. I think that's where you need to sit down. You need to pray about what you're doing. You're making some choices, and just like so many other things in life, when you choose one thing, it means you can't have another thing. And if you're going to have ice cream for dessert, you may have to give up the cookies, and that's okay. And I know there are other people who will support other kinds of things, but we had a list of things that we thought were important to us, a list of organizations and projects, and we said these are the ones that we will support. We can't support everything in the world, but we can support some things. And part of what we did, a significant little portion, was that we left some funds to be used by the LCMS as it saw fit, because we knew that even though the specific things that we wanted to support were good, there were other things that we probably didn't know about. If we had known about them, we might have said, yeah, that too. So why not leave something for someone who's in the know, can say, this is a need. This needs to happen now. And here are the funds to do it. And we thought we ought to be supporting that as well.
Prior to meeting with Kirk Miller, had you really thought about how you might work, you know, giving to or leaving, doing a plan for giving to all these various charities and organizations as part of your legacy? Had you given much thought to that prior to that meeting, or was that, or prior to the KFUO luncheon a year ago? Had you really given a lot of thought to that, or was this something that really kind of spurred that?
It was spurred, I think, by the luncheon. But part of it was that Marge and I both had wonderful jobs. We enjoyed what we did. We both worked for nonprofits. So a large part of our retirement assets have been tax deferred. And as those are used, they would be taxed. And this was a way at the end of our lives to help shelter some of those gifts from taxes. And we saw that as being an important use that we had a chance to direct more specifically how they might be used than if they were simply taxed and a large part of them, you know, go to support other things that we would have no control over.
So that those resources, those assets would be utilized to their fullest for something about which you are very passionate. That is that gospel ministry. Marge, you're nodding your head.
Well, that's absolutely right. The other piece of this that Kirk really brought to us was what this charitable giving can do for our children. Jim mentioned that we have four wonderful sons. We have three lovely daughter-in-laws, and we have three delightful grandchildren. Whether we will be on this earth tomorrow or whether we'll be on this earth for a longer time, this giving, because we've been gifted with so much, seemed like an opportunity to tell the story to our children and that generation for a long time.
So the fact that KFUO has this gospel mission, your hope is that KFUO and the other organizations, the other charities that you've chosen, will further that, will continue to share that gospel message with this next generation, with your children, your grandchildren. And this is one way that you can help support that.
That's right.
Yes.
many might, oh, go ahead.
No, you're fine.
Many might think, okay, planning for something like that, I feel like I'm talking about death all the time. Or why am I talking about my death? Was that a question or a concern that came up? Like, why are we talking about this? Did your children say, I don't really want to think about this. I don't want to talk about that right now. Did that come up in the conversations?
It has. And you know, we've been working on our funeral plans. We've been working on wills and trust. We've been working on charitable giving. And it does seem in a lot of ways that you're focused on one kind of thing. And I think, you know, at some point you need to get beyond that and you need to say, you know, what we're doing is all good. And if we don't think about these things today, then the problem is we're going to leave it up to someone else. And someone else is going to have to make decisions. They may not enjoy those decisions. And they may make decisions that in the end that we wouldn't agree with necessarily. So we thought it was better to be a little more proactive and grab hold of things. And I still haven't finished my funeral plan, though. But it's in the process.
I'm sure there's a challenge in facing that, facing mortality, but also realizing that the gifts that you're particularly focusing on, that, you know, these gifts that you would intentionally leave behind as a part of your legacy, are really gifts that support something that is not mortal, but immortal. This gospel message, the word of the Lord remains forever, God's word says. You know, the grass withers and the flower fades, but the word of the Lord remains forever. And that's what it sounds like you really are interested in doing, is supporting ministries that do that. And we're grateful that you've chosen KFUO to be a partner with us. Yes.
Mark Hawkinson, you didn't make it to this last luncheon. You were at the first luncheon over a year ago. He talked about the urgency of getting the gospel message out. But there's also an urgency about end-of-life planning, because you don't know the day or the time. So I'm letting you in on what you missed. So what Mark talked about is how a ministry like KFUO can reach those people and how urgent it is for us to get that message out every single day, because we never know the day or the time in either our lives or when Christ comes back. We don't know. So it's gifts from people like you, partners of KFUO, who allow us to give us the resources that we need to reach that gospel message across the world. And of course, the technology is just so awesome these days that we can reach so many places and reach so many people. I don't have my notes in front of me from when I spoke.
It's about 120
something
countries
in the last month. Last month, we reached people in that many countries alone with the technologies. We've reached over 70,000 people with on-demand audio in a month, and 17,000 live stream people, and then of course all the people who listen on the radio, and so many different ways to KFUO. So the technology is important. The partnerships are the most important thing. Partnerships with people just like you, and the urgency. I want to urge people to support KFUO during our day sponsor rally week. If you haven't been a day sponsor yet, please do. It's just pick up the phone and call Joni or Mark, and they'll be glad to set you up for a day sponsorship, a first-time day sponsorship. Can you encourage our other listeners to become day sponsors?
We started as day sponsors because another couple that we know had been day sponsors, and we heard the announcement on the radio, and we said, oh, that is a good idea. We ought to be doing that too. So I would encourage anyone who hears this or knows someone else who's a day sponsor to consider emulating them.
How easy was it to become a day sponsor? Pick up the phone?
Pick up the phone. Make a call. Joni or Mary will take care of you very nicely.
So Joni's number, 314-996-1512, or Pastor Mark Hawkinson this week, 314-996-1520, to become a day sponsor. If you have questions, you can email us, gifts@kfuo.org. That's GIFTS at KFUO.org.
And we're giving those two numbers because Mary's on vacation this week.
Right.
It's Rally Week this week, so it won't help to give her number right now.
But she'll be back soon and happy to answer questions, too. If you have more questions about, the Velans have done here in terms of becoming partners with that plan, giving the legacy plan, of Mary can help with that down the road, as well as Pastor Hawkinson.
Now, with the day sponsorship, you get 5 announcements each day. I don't know if we mentioned that at this moment here. And you could do it to highlight a birthday or an anniversary or baptisms, anything. You could salute your pastor as a day sponsor.
Now, you mentioned that you've chosen your wedding anniversary as your day sponsor day, correct?
Yes.
Now, when is that?
That's November 21.
So coming up very soon. Just what, next week? Monday. So you got to, just before coming in here for this program, got to spend a little time with Buzz Ulrich and see how the announcement is made, how it's prepared as he was recording it and getting ready to to put it in the broadcast for Monday. What do you think about others getting to hear about your support, just like you heard that other couple? I mean, that was what prompted you. What do you hope others will hear when they hear that message, your announcement throughout the day?
I hope they will think about important times in their lives, their children, their grandchildren, events, and think maybe they ought to be sponsoring as well.
Did you have fun in the studio with Buzz?
Yes.
It's pretty cool.
High tech, huh?
It is fun to be a part of all the high tech aspects of this, but the most important thing is that gospel message. We're very grateful that you've chosen to be day sponsors as well here at Worldwide KFUO, to choose a day, a special occasion, and use that to give thanks to God for this gospel proclamation. Gary, any more information about becoming a day sponsor? We mentioned 5 announcements throughout the day. Choose a special day. You can make a one-time gift of $480, or you can do installments, right?
Right. That's correct. And it looks like Joni has
more information.
She's the one full of this information, so she works that every day.
Actually, I was listening yesterday, and this young lady, Sarah, was mentioning, and I never thought about that before, you could do it in honor of your pastor, like when you have Pastor's Week. Mm-hmm. You could honor him and thank God for your pastor and do a day sponsorship in honor of your pastor. But, of course, there are many things, graduations, confirmations, anniversaries. We have had a number of them where a loved one has passed on, but they want to do it in memory of that loved one because they know that their loved one is in heaven. They want to make sure that others will be in heaven as well.
You know, confirmation, we've done it for many years for the baptisms of our grandchildren, but now they're getting to that age where they're confirmed, so maybe we'll change that to the confirmation of the grandchildren.
Our family has chosen a different date each year instead of staying with the same date. We kind of bounce around in honor of a different family member's birthday or another special occasion. You can find more information on our website as well, kfuo.org/rally-week. Or just go to kfuo.org and you can see the Rally Week information on there and some pictures from the studio. Sarah's putting up pictures on our Facebook page as well of all the fun from Rally Week here. And again, kfuo.org/rally-week to find out more information.
That would give you the information. Yeah, and gifts at kfuo.org if you want to send an email too.
Mm-hmm. Well, who do you hope will that gospel message reach as that gospel message that we share here on Worldwide KFUO? You've chosen KFUO as a day sponsor. You've chosen to partner with KFUO in a long-term plan. Who do you hope KFUO will reach with that gospel message?
Well, we would hope everyone. I think there can be a connection if someone happens to listen and they know us. Mm-hmm. And we haven't talked about this publicly very much, but we are members of Emmanuel Lutheran in St. Charles. It's a large, wonderful congregation. There might be someone there. There might be somebody in St. Louis. Might be somebody that knows another Veland, and that's just local.
Right, right. And so they may hear it and be prompted to step up and become day sponsors as well. Jim and Marge Veland, thanks so much for being our guests here on Faith and Family today. Thanks for being day sponsors and partners with KFUO. We appreciate all that you're doing to partner with us in this gospel mission.
Thank you.
Gary, thanks so much for helping me today.
You're welcome. No problem. And I encourage people to call and become a day sponsor and also pray for KFUO.
Thanks. Coming up in just a little bit, Thy Strong Word, right here on Worldwide KFUO.
Listen to Faith and Family Monday through Friday at this time. Faith and Family is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is needed for Faith and Family to continue. Our address is 1333 South Kirkwood Road, St. Louis, Missouri, 63122. You can contact us on the web and download Faith and Family at KFUO.org. Worldwide KFUO, on the air, online, and on demand.